Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Alan Sense, a feedlot operator from the state of Kansas. Back with Alan in just a moment.
Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer is designed to increase fertilizer efficiency and can boost your yield potential by 10 to 15%. So, how did we get that number? Well, first, we put Avail to the test in a series of university trials. Next, we brought Avail to the field to prove it can keep your phosphorus available for the entire growing season. Then, we packed our bags and tested Avail across different states, different counties, different fields, and farms just like yours. And after all that proof, well, we took a nap. Now we're ready for our next stop, your crop. Avail Phosphorus Fertilizer Enhancer has been tested all over the world to make sure you get the most from your phosphorus fertilizer investment. It's good news for your crop as well as your bottom line. And good news, it travels fast. Next up, your crop. So visit chooseavail.com or call 888-446-GROW. That's 888-446-GROW.
The changes in how we would market our livestock as proposed by GIPSA, the Grain Inspection, Packer and Stockyards Administration of USDA. Well, some folks say that this is just kind of cleaning up and making the bill more responsive to the independent cattle and hog producers of this country. Others say that it could be devastating, unintended consequences that could change the landscape of our cattle industry and hog industry here in the United States. One gentleman who believes the second scenario is Jerry Bond of Pratt Feeders. They operate the feedlots in Kansas and one in Oklahoma. You heard from him yesterday, and he believes that
while the rule doesn't directly prohibit us from merchandising cattle and alternative marketing arrangements, the fact that our processor partners will have to justify every group of cattle that they buy, whether there's a premium or a discount, and then if they don't get it justified properly, the threat of litigation is there. And I think what they are intending to do is they will just revert back to a one-price-fits-all marketing system.
A lot of folks in the cattle business believe like Jerry Bond, but not everybody. For example, there's Alan Sense, feedlot operator from Marquette, Kansas, and he says, no way will these unintended consequences happen. We won't end up with one price for our cattle.
Absolutely not. I could think of nothing more unreasonable than for that to happen. And I'm sure that there has been strides made in the people that are supplying quality cattle that won't allow that to happen. There's packers that value the effort that some of us have put into securing high quality, high cutability cattle and getting paid a premium for that to justify the expense it takes to do that. I can't imagine that would happen with this process.
So the fear of litigation that's raised quite a bit, that I've heard quite a bit in recent days, you don't really buy that?
Not at all. You know, there's expense to getting for the party coming, the producer, the rancher, the feedlot, whoever that would initiate any of that litigation. There's expense in time and money to do those things as well. I can't understand why that would all of a sudden be any more of a problem than it's been the last 89 years with an even more vague law. If that was an issue, why hasn't that been happening on a repeated basis in the past?
Alan Sense says the GIPSA proposal is a good start, but he says it needs to be refined.
My hope is that those parties that are against it will come to the table with constructive comments instead of just trying to stop the whole thing. If we can get everybody involved, it can be tweaked the way that it needs to be implemented fairly. So certainly I think just much of the language is still vague, and it will depend on how it is enforced and interpreted.
Marquette, Kansas feedlot operator Alan Sense. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob, your regional ag reporter, here with John, who's reporting outstanding wheat yields this season.
Yeah, Bob, our wheat was a bumper crop this year. We believe our new Landall drill with air suspension opener was a key reason. It gave us a great stand in every field.
You heard it here first, folks. Better yields with the 5530 drill from Landall. Call 785-738-6613. That's 785-738-6613. Or visit your Landall dealer today.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.